I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity that you get. You know, you think, have I really been living like that for so long? It's a bit like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You just think, wow, how have I been affording to pay so much more? It is time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And the quality of their mobile service in comparison to your old provider is special. You could be saving so much money. So say goodbye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, unexpected overages. You can use your own phone number, bring along all your existing contacts, and ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal, where you get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/HPP. That's mintmobile.com/HPP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/HPP. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gig on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hi there, welcome along to a short, sharp, helpful hit of inspiration from the High Performance Podcast in partnership with Lotus Cars. Professor Damien Hughes, as ever, is alongside me, and we're just going to use just the next few minutes to try and equip you with some golden nuggets of advice from our High Performance Podcast guests to help you live a more high performance life. On today's show, principal dancer with the Royal Ballet, the incredible Marcelino Sambe, talking about being true to yourself.
I don't know. You know what? Even when I came to England at age 16, that was when I came from Portugal, I never really announced it. I'm this or that. I experimented all sorts of ways. I had a lot of fun, and I just kind of like made sure that I was fulfilling any need that I need and to really understand who I am to grow. So it was a very like molding process. And even today, I'm still finding out things about myself that I know will unlock things that I don't know. Even during this quarantine, I've had like an incredible wake up call of how I want to really like, you know, be perceived in the future and what am I going to give to the career that I'm doing. And, you know, so it's a complete slow burner almost, but, you know, but it has been part of me since probably I was 16. I think that's when maturity really kicks in, I guess.
What was great about talking to Marcelino, Damien, was that the things that define him are also the things that he has to be really brave about, because people do not normally make it to be a principal dancer at the Royal Ballet or have a successful career in ballet when they come from a slum in Portugal and they lost their father at a young age and they lived in care. He spoke to us about being gay and that typically that's not what you would expect from the very male role in a ballet. He's such a brave guy, and I think it's important that we can only be ourselves. Who else can we be if not ourselves?
Exactly. If you think of the quality that most people demand of our political leaders or people that we admire, it's that authenticity, that openness and that vulnerability by expressing who we are. I often describe it, Jake, as do you pass the Gandhi test? It was Mahatma Gandhi that once said that complete harmony comes when our words, our thoughts and our actions are all aligned. And I think when we're authentic and we're honest with ourselves, that allows us to say, to think, and to behave in a consistent manner that people know exactly what they're getting when they deal with us.
And there's two things that spring to mind for me. The first one is that it's never been more difficult to be yourself. I'll talk about that in a second. But the other one is that that means it's never been more important to be yourself, because there's such a lack of authenticity, I think, in the modern world. So in terms of the first one, you know, whether it's me or you or anyone else that puts themselves out there, social media is going to let you know what they think of it, for good or for bad. And I know that part of your way of dealing with it is just not to engage, pretty much. Whereas I'm quite different. Like, I want to know what people are saying. I want to know what is going on. But I've done it to a point where sometimes I'm on the TV and I'm hosting a football match and I'm actually thinking, oh, what are people going to think of that question that I've just asked? Like, that is not a healthy place to get to. And then it starts to impact your behaviour. Now, if we're all doing that, and if it's never been harder to be ourselves because we're all being judged, we all basically stop being ourselves. That's why we all put the same filters on our Instagram photos and we all do the same poses and we all share the same images of us on holiday or hanging out with our dog or eating a nice meal. There's no truth anymore, you know? If I go for a nice meal with my family and it all goes, it's all a mess and the kids misbehave and I fall off my chair and the food's cold and whatever, I can still put up a great photo at the end of the meal with a big smile on my face and everyone looks at it and thinks, Coy, he lives the perfect life. Look at that, another lovely meal for him. We need to stop pretending.
Yeah, very much. I think validation for us has to come from the people that really count. I mean, it needs to be really clear as to whose opinion, when they offer it, are you going to sit up and pay attention to? So if it's somebody telling you that you're great, but they don't know much about you, that doesn't help you in terms of it gives you an inflated sense of your worth. Somebody criticising you that doesn't know you, equally their opinion isn't important enough because they don't understand the struggles or the background. So I think an important way of being authentic is surrounding people that share your dreams, share your world, share your ambitions, and they love you enough to want to give you some honest, unvarnished feedback for good and bad.
And look, I don't want to betray any confidences here, Damien, but you are in your 40s, and so am I. I know you sound like you're 25.
I know.
but I look at Marcelino and I think you're in your early 20s and you know yourself and you are proud enough of yourself to have complete authenticity. I'm 42 and I feel I've only just about got there. You know, I really know myself now, but I definitely didn't when I was his age. And that is something to be applauded. And the earlier we can find out who we are, I think the better it is for us.
Yeah, very much. I love your story, Jake, around where to go back to when you were presenting once and you'd asked the question and you were getting a lot of flack on social media and you got that lovely text message of somebody that stood out amongst all the noise just because it mattered. It was somebody that really validated what you were trying to do and understood it.
It's true. I mean, I'll tell you people the name if they're wondering. It was Sue Barker, who obviously was a legendary sports presenter in my time when I first started out at the BBC. And I think that's been a big learning curve for me. And I think it's important we say to people that are listening to these, because we're having these great conversations with these great leaders and these high performers. They are all learning. And also you and I are still learning. So I don't want people to listen to the High Performance podcast and think, all the people on that have got it made and I haven't. Like, we are all a work in progress here.
I tell you, Jake, my wife actually quotes back some of the stuff I say on this when I'm falling short of it, which I find incredibly frustrating and humbling.
Love it. I enjoyed that as always. Damien, it's lovely to sit and chat, and so great as well to hear the guests that have joined us over the past 12 or so months. Thanks, man, on the High Performance Podcast. And Marcelino Sambe, I think it's interesting because if you don't know the name, I think sometimes less people will listen to an episode, but I would encourage you to trust us. You might know the Robin Van Persies and the Steven Gerrards and the Sir Clive Woodwards, but trust us when we bring a name to the table that you don't necessarily know. And Marcelino is absolutely one of those. I promise you, every single person listening to this right now can learn something from Marcelino. So please feel free to go and find his full episode on the High Performance Podcast. Also, feel free to go and find us on YouTube as well. Just type in High Performance Podcast onto YouTube. You can subscribe, hit the notification bell, and keep up to date with the very latest from the podcast. Thanks to Damien, thanks to Will, thanks to Hannah, and everyone involved in the pod. But most of all, thanks to you for allowing us to discuss a high performance lifestyle with you. Speak soon.
Hold up. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.